This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
Wooden Overcoats by David K. Barnes. The Trouble with Rudyard.
This is incredibly important.
Rudyard, where the hell have you been? We sent you out to buy the milk hours ago.
Oh, who cares about milk? We've still got some left over from January.
Yes, I hacked a lump out of it for my coffee this morning, but we ought to have milk that can move, Rudyard.
I'm not having that argument again with you, Antigone. Now, listen very carefully. I need you to get Georgie for me. Would you do that?
Georgie isn't here. She's with the council.
Well, then you'll have to ring the mayor's office, won't you? Off you go. Quickly. Get her to call me right away.
Wait a moment. How can I get her to call you when I don't even know where you are?
Improvise.
No! Tell me where you're calling from.
I can't tell you that.
Why not?
It's a secret.
I can't get George to ring you then, can I?
Damn! All right! But you mustn't repeat this to anyone.
Even Georgie?
Yes, of course, Georgie! But nobody else.
What about Madeline?
Well, yes, yes. If you have to.
What about Bill?
No, not Bill. Who cares about Bill?
He's right here.
Hello.
Look, just keep it as quiet as you can. I need Georgie's help because I have fallen down a well.
You've fallen down a well?
Not so loud.
That
was just same volume. Just shut up and listen. Yes, I have fallen down a well.
You've fallen down a well?
For God's sake, yes, I've fallen down a well.
But if you've fallen down a well, how can you be talking to me right now?
With the telephone.
The well has a telephone?
Yes, the well has a telephone.
But why has the well got a telephone?
To help people who get trapped down the well.
But if you're in a well, shouldn't there be loads of water?
No, if the well was full of water, then the telephone wouldn't work. Use your brain, Antigone.
All right.
I was pushed.
You were pushed?
Well, it felt like a push, or it could have been a shove.
But who would do something like that to you?
Was that question rhetorical?
Yes.
You're right, it could have been anyone. But the question is, how is Georgie going to get me out?
I don't know. I'll have to ask her.
Finally, yes, do that. She's great at rescuing people from situations like this.
I remember that time you fell down a mine shaft.
So do I, Rudyard. I was the person it happened to.
Yes, but I tell it better.
Oh. Look, before I go away, you're not hurt, are you?
No. Something broke my fall.
I think it was a Bruno mattress.
A Bruno mattress?
From Bruno's sleep.
No, stop! We're not going through that again!
Look,
Just get off the phone and call Georgie. Go, go, go.
Yes, right. I'm doing it.
Thank you. That was quick. Now look here, Georgie.
Rats, wrong number.
Antigone?
Yes. I was calling the cinema.
What for?
So I could find out what film they're showing tonight. It's Thursday, Rudyard. It's my night.
I don't believe it.
Just because your day's been ruined doesn't mean mine shall be too.
Antigone, will you get me out of this well?
Why do you have somewhere better to be?
Well, she knows the answer is no. Now look here. Yes, Georgie, hello.
Hey, Rudyard.
Georgie, at last, where are you? What's happening? In fact, what time is it? I've been down here 6 hours.
Yeah.
But didn't Antigone call you?
If I've been betrayed again, she won't get away with it.
Sir, relax. She phoned me ages ago. I'm on it.
In that case, what's the hold-up? I can't suffer this much longer. I'm getting very cold. And I'm hungry.
There should be an emergency ration of biscuits under the telephone. Have a look.
Yep, found them. Oh, wagon wheels.
What are you talking about? They're great.
Oh, marshmallow.
Mate, just eat around it.
I'm trying.
Oh, I'll just have to grit my teeth and bear it.
You can't grit your teeth and eat at the same time. It's one or the other. Now choose!
Okay, fine. At least I won't starve to death. Now, how about getting me out of here?
See, here's the thing. The trouble is that while Antigone was telling me what happened to you, the council couldn't help but overhear the conversation.
Right.
And now they're debating.
Debating? You mean the best way to rescue me?
More like whether they should help you out or leave you down there.
What? They can't do this to me?
I mean, for what it's worth, I think they ought to help you, but I know that's a minority opinion.
I should have realised. Those jackanapes. After all I've done for this village. I gave that council 11 years of my life, and now they're hanging me out to dry. But mark my words, Georgie, I will have my revenge.
You've had it before.
Then I'll have it again.
Look, we're not beaten yet, sir. Someone's fighting your corner even as we speak.
Is it you?
Even I can't be in two places at the same time, sir.
I bet you can.
You got me. I'm actually great at being in two places at once, but right now, think of someone closer to home and across the square. And his name's Eric.
You don't mean Chapman? He must have an ulterior motive. That man is always scheming.
Maybe. But he has been speaking on your behalf for over an hour now. Listen.
You all think I'm licked. You all think I'm licked. Well, I'm not licked. And I'm going to stay right here and fight for this lost cause. Somebody will listen to me.
He sounds like he's doing terribly.
Nah, he's just quoting loads of old films. Here.
They may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom!
The mayor's really going for it. Lady Templar's on the fence. No. No, she's broken it.
So all I can do is just sit back and do nothing. With my fate hanging in the balance.
Chin up, Rudyard. I won't let you down. And look on the bright side. At least everyone's talking about you.
As well they might.
What's it like down there anyway? I've never been down a well before. You could say I'm well gel.
Stop punning. It's murky and wet. No, slimy. The word is slimy.
Oh, brilliant. You won't go hungry then.
I'm not going to eat slime.
I give it a few hours, sir. Keep your options open. Oh, something's happening. Yep, Eric's nearly done.
Here I stand. in the light of day. Let the storm rage on. The cold never bothered me anyway. Thank you.
Yep, done. Got run, sir.
What do you think? Do they look happy? Merciful?
I'll let you know. Back in a sec.
Georgie, wait, you can't leave me. Georgie, I want to find out in real time. Georgie! Does nobody care about my feelings? Oh. Now look here, Georgie, what's the verdict?
Oh, hey, Rudyard.
What? Bill?
Yeah, I just thought I'd ring up and see how you were.
Oh, well, I'm fine, Bill, thank you.
Oh, well, I'm glad to hear it.
And how are you?
Yeah, well, not too bad, thanks.
Good! Good, well, thanks for calling. I really must get off the line now.
Oh, no worries.
Yep.
Your Tanya says hi. My...
Goodness sake, you get famous and they all want a piece of you.
Okay. This had better be Georgie.
Afraid not, Rudyard.
Chapman.
Wait, hang on a moment. Chapman! Yes, that was satisfying. Now, what have you got to say for yourself, Chapman? Is the council going to help me or not?
I have to admit it was a difficult sell, but I reckon I've won a round on this one. The Reverend was giving encouraging signs, and I think a good old-fashioned bribe could swing it.
Great. So how long until they rescue me? Half an hour? Less?
Yeah, now that's the bad news.
What bad news?
The council want to sleep on it, so they're deferring their decision till tomorrow.
But I'm going to be stuck down here all night.
Yes, I know. It's not ideal, is it?
You're telling me!
I submitted a proposal to speed things up, but the mayor doesn't always read everything he's given. He's usually kept very busy.
No, he isn't!
No, he isn't, but he is hosting a blackjack tournament this evening. You're invited, if that's any consolation.
Oh, well, if I can climb out with my bare hands, I'm sure I'd love to come.
Great! I'll let him know. Oh, there is some good news, though.
Yes? What is it? What?
You've gone down in piffling history as only the second person to get trapped down that well. You can stick that in your archive.
Is that a threat?
No, I mean you can actually put this in a new archive project for the council. The first was the 12th Duke of Little Piffling over 300 years ago.
And did they get him out?
Oh, no. He died down there.
I see, yes.
In fact, your ancestors probably buried him. That's a win.
Yes, I think I've just found the Duke's headstone. He died as he lived. Terrified. In the name of Chapman, what am I supposed to do? I've eaten my emergency wagon wheels and I could starve at any moment.
Don't worry, Rudyard. We're going to lower you down some essential supplies. Food, drink, blankets.
Lower them down? You mean by a rope or something?
Yes, that's right.
So why don't I just climb out of here with the rope?
I wouldn't. Well, look at it this way. If the council decides to leave you in the well, you'll only have to climb back down again tomorrow. So I'd save yourself the bother and wait till tomorrow, just in case.
But I... Oh, fine.
That's the spirit, Rudyard. I've got my own chefs to rustle you up the best dinner you've ever tasted, and a bottle of the greatest non-alcoholic claret.
I want a pudding.
Apple crumble.
Acceptable.
You leave it with me, Rudyard. You'll be A-OK.
Why are you helping me, Chapman? What's in it for you?
Oh, I think you'd do the same for me if I were in your position. You know, if it really came to the crunch.
No, I wouldn't.
Oh. Well, in that case, I suppose I'm the better man.
How dare you! You'll never be the better man as long as I live. You can stick your apple crumble.
Fair enough.
No, wait, I want it.
Bon appetit, Rudyard. Enjoy yourself.
So, it seems I'm stuck down here by myself for even longer than I thought. Oh, shouldn't be a problem. I can tough it out. Ah. I don't need other people. After all, they don't need me. Oh. Is that... Madeline? Came to keep me company.
Thank you, Madeline. We're being fed soon. A slap-up dinner. Apple crumble. Yeah, it shouldn't be too bad.
Now look here. I'd like cutlery for two, please.
Some of it should be tiny.
Rudyard?
Oh, it's you. Having a good time at the cinema, are we?
No. Georgie told me what was going on, and I knew I couldn't focus on the film with you left on your own like this, so I thought I'd try and watch the film with you.
What? How?
I'll read you the subtitles. I'm on the phone in the foyer, and Herbert's holding the doors open, so I can just about see the screen from here. It's Ce cheval pour parler à le monde. It's said to be very compelling.
Does anyone get trapped down a well?
That's a risk we'll have to take.
I suppose now's as good a time as any for a little culture. Oh, can you hear, Madeline? All right, Antigone. Roll the film. And thank you.
Don't mention it, Rudyard.
If only I had some popcorn. Oh, Madeline, you star.
The Trouble with Rudyard was written by David K. Barnes and performed by Felix Trench as Rudyard, Beth Eyre as Antigone, Tom Crowley as Eric, and Kira Baxendale as Georgie, with additional voices by Holly Campbell and Pip Badwin. The music was composed by James Whittle, the business manager was Elizabeth Campbell, and the programme was directed and produced by Andy Goddard and John Wakefield.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.